على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى أيوة من استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد سيسترز إن مسجد التوبة إن الإيلاند أوف توباغو. Today Sunday the 19th of Rabi al-Akhir 1431 of the Hijra calendar, corresponding the 4th of April 2010, and with the subject of ثلاثة الأصول, the three fundamental principles of Islam. الشيخ إمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. نعم, أخ يوسف موحدين بابليكيشن, can you tell me how do you hear me please? نعم, سلمكم الله. معرفة العبد دينه. The second principle is the acknowledgement of the slave about his knowledge, about his deen, about his religion that he worships Allah with. وهذا أمر مهم جدا. And this is a very important matter. لأن الإنسان متى علم دينه عبد ربه على بصيرة وعلى نور, كما قال الله عز وجل موجها نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, as when a person knows his religion very well, he worships his Lord the way his Lord Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كما في سورة محمد في الآية التاسعة عشرة منها, as in سورة محمد آية 19, حيث يقول الله عز وجل فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك. And know that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah and seek forgiveness for yourself. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب في كتابه الجامع الصحيح Bukhari, he quoted this chapter by saying a chapter of the knowledge before the knowledge precedes the acting or act and saying, and he called as an evidence, called this ayah as an evidence for that. وكنا قد تكلمنا على شيء من ذلك في لقاء مضى, And we have spoken about some of this principle in a past session. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى الأصل الثاني لآية رحمه الله تعالى said the second principle معرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة the acknowledgement of the religion of Islam with evidences وهذا أمر هام جدا and this is a very important matter لأن معرفة الدين بغير أدلة تقتضي الاختراع والابتداع والاستحسان بالعقول وترك المنصوص والمدلول as taking the knowledge of Islam with our proofs and evidences, this will make one and innovate and invent, innovate and does things based on desire and aciding the proofs and evidences. فهذا أمر غير مستحسن وقد توقفنا عند ذكر أركان الإسلام قد توقفنا في اللقاء الماضي عند ذكر أركان الإسلام we have ended up our last session with the examination of the pillars of Islam وقلنا بأنها خمسة and we said these are five كما في حديث ابن عمر وحديث جبريل وغيرها من الأحاديث and we said that these pillars are five as in the حديث of ابن عمر and the حديث of جبريل and many other حديث وهي شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وهذا ركن واحد وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج بيت الله الحرام لمن استطاع إليه سبيلا These are the testimony of faith bearing witness that there is no one worthy of worship no one deserves to be worshipped but Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ performing the prayer وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ giving out the zakat at charity وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ fasting the month of Ramadan وَحَجِّ بَيْتِ اللَّهِ الْحَرَامِ and doing the pilgrimage to the house the ancient house of Allah وسوف نتكلم بالتفصيل عن كل واحدة من هذه لأهميتها ولكن ذلك في حينه ووقته I'm going to speak about every one of these pillars when the evidences and proofs will come inshallah sometime later فدليل الشهادة قوله تعالى شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم كما في سورة آل عمران سورة الثالثة الآية الثامنة عشر هذه سورة آل عمران آية سورة نمبر 13 آية نمبر 18 سورة نمبر 3 آية نمبر 18 والله تعالى said as in the interpretation of this of the meaning of this ayah Allah be a witness that man has the right to be worshipped but him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, the angels and the people of knowledge, be a witness. He who maintains justice as Allah Ta'ala, none has the right to be worshipped but Him, the Almighty, the All-Wise. ومعناها, and the meaning of it, meaning of لا إله إلا الله, لا معبود بحق إلا الله. Meaning of لا إله إلا الله is that none deserves to be worshipped but Allah alone. None deserves to be worshipped but Allah alone. No one has the right to be worshipped but Allah alone. This right came from that Allah Ta'ala, هذا الحق الذي قلنا لا معبود بحق من الله, هذا الحق جاء من كون الله عز وجل هو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت المدبر لجميع شؤون الخلق, وهو مستغني عن خلقه ولا غنى لخلقه عنه, كما قال تعالى في سورة البقرة, it came from that Allah Ta'ala is the only one who creates, who sustains, and who controls all the world, and He has the control of the affairs of all the creation. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, the ayah number 22, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you mankind, fear your Lord, the one who created you and those who came before you, so that you may fear Him. الذي خلق لكم, الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا. He, Allah the Almighty, is the one who settled the earth for you to be like a bed. والسماء بناء. And He, Allah Ta'ala, is the one who made the heavens for you as a canopy. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And He sent down from the heavens water for you as rain, so that you drink and store water, and also water your animals and water your plants and farms. فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. So set not any similarities to Allah while you know the truth that He alone is the one who created you and them all, and He alone who has the right, who has the control of all of you, and none of you has any control over Him. And that's as Allah Ta'ala said, as in the ayah of Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22, ayah number 62. كما قال الله عز وجل في آيات سورة البقرة آية 22. كما سمعت في الآيات الماضية أنه سبحانه هو الخالق وهو الرازق. قال سبحانه أيضا كما في آيات سورة الحج الآية 63 منها, ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن لا يدعون من دونه هو الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. That is because Allah is a true God, deserving all worship, having none like Him, no share, no revile, no rival. And those gods which the mushrikeen, the idolaters, invoke besides him are false and not able to create anything. So then worship not them. كما قال الله تعالى في آية البينة, as الله تعالى said as in the آية of سورة البينة الآية رقم 5 آية number 5 وما أمروا كما في سورة الذاريات عفوا كما في سورة الذاريات آية من سورة الذاريات وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. الله تعالى said I have created not the jinn of mankind except that they worship me. I need no assistance from them. However, Allah is the all sustainer, all powerful. قال رحمه الله تعالى وتفسيره الذي يوضحها قال لا إله نافيا جميع ما يعبد من دون الله إلا الله مثبتا العبادة لله وحده لا شريك له في عبادته كما أنه ليس له شريك في ملكه كما قال سبحانه وتعالى في الآية 56 بعد 200 من سورة البقرة and the meaning of it is that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah with no any partners and this means you negate. This means you'll have to negate. All these false deities, you disbelieve in them and just believe in one, which is Allah. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the ayah number 256 in Surah Al-Baqarah, لا إكراه في الدين. There's no force to accept the deen, the religion. فَتَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. The guidance and misguidance are very clear. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. So whoever disbelieves in the Tawgut and believes in Allah, فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُوَةِ الْوُطْقَى. So he has grasped on the strongest ring. فَهَذَا يَعْنِي نَهُ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ النَّفِي وَالْإِثْبَاتِ. نفي الإلهية عن كل أحد وإثباته لله الواحد الأحد. You must negate a Godhood from anyone else and you affirm it for Allah alone. قال وتفسيره الذي يوضحه قوله تعالى and the explanation of it that clarifies it is the saying of Allah as in Surah Az-Zukhruf, Surah number 43, ayah number 26 to 28. وقال الله عز وجل في سورة الزخرف سورة 43 الآية 26 إلى 28 منها. وإذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه وقومه إنني براء مما تعبدون إلا الذي فطرني فإنه شاهدين وجعلها كلمة باقية في عقبه إلى يوم يرجعون. نعم الشاهد إلا الذي فطرني فإنه سيهدين. إبراهيم said and remember, Allah Ta'ala said and remember when Ibrahim said to his father and his people, I'm totally free from everything that you worship except for the one who created me. نعم. فإنه سيهدين, as he will guide me, I'm on the true religion and the way of right, righteousness and guidance. وكذلك قول الله تعالى كما في سورة آل عمران السورة الثالثة الآية 64 and as in the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Imran ayah 3 Surah 3 ayah number 64 قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون. Say all people of the book, meaning the Christians, the Jew and Christians, come to a word of justice between us that we will single Allah out with all worship and will not worship anything besides Him and will disassociate ourselves from everything that is worshipped beside them. Nor will we take one another as lords besides Allah by obeying one another. By obeying one another. That is the arbab. فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون. But if they turn away from this call to the oneness and unity, then say, be witness that we are Muslims, submitting to Allah and making our worship purely and sincerely for Him alone, with no any partners. And not worshiping anything else besides Allah. This clarifies the major mistake that Muslims do today. When they speak about the oneness of Allah, they always join something along with them. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the awliya, and even the devils and shayateen and magicians on many things besides that. But we the Muslims should always single out Allah in our worships and not to associate anything with Him in worship. Therefore, we have to learn the Aqeedah very well. Not for once and then jump to other subjects. But we understand it very well. Memorizing the conditions of it. Memorizing the invalidators of it. Memorizing the evidences of it. Memorizing the clarification of the doubts of those who try to spread amongst the Aqeedah. As the Aqeedah is the capital of the Muslim, and everything else is the profit of the Muslim. If we would compare a Muslim to a businessman who has a capital and profit, if you lose the capital, what the profit then would do for you to remain as a Muslim? And by that we understand the mistake of those who say that Aqeedah is something simple. And those who say we suck the Aqeedah when we suck the milk from our mother's breasts. And then they fall into Irja, and then they fall into Khawarij methodology, and then they do the takfir amongst the Ummah. And all that because these people did not understand the Aqeedah the proper way, did not spend good time on learning and teaching the Aqeedah, but they jumped onto issues that make that earn them fame, which they were always looking for, and fame brings not. And fame brings nothing but desires and sins and anger of Allah. Therefore, we got to be patient for such classes to take longer time. We got to memorize. We got to read. We got to ask. We got to review all these things so we protect our hearts from getting any doubts of the Aqeedah that may take us to the field of shirk and associations and worshiping other than Allah by all means, by the means of love, by the means of obedience, by the mean of trust, by the mean of seeking whatever, by many different means that people today commit the association without knowing that they are doing that. Yet they think that they are up on the right way, and they call themselves. Sometimes you see they all also call themselves Salafis, while every small Salafi can recognize that these people are far away from Salafia because they have deviations in their claim of Salafia that they raise. You can see the dots so big and clear, for even a blind Salafi can see on their flag that they raise, because they either call to worshiping other than Allah or call to the unity with those who worship other than Allah. or finding the bid'ah innovations something simple that people can do because they are not getting any wrong with the field of aqeedah, as they say, forgetting that Allah Ta'ala warned against committing the bid'ah and even against committing the sins which themselves are not invalidators of aqeedah, but they lead to the invalidators of aqeedah. They take the one to the field of association and shirk and disbelief. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِي جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Whoever opposes the messenger after guidance approached him will leave him with what he chooses to be upon. But in the day of resurrection, we're going to make him taste the punishment of fire. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala recited this ayah as an evidence to a man who came to him in Medina saying, Ya Imam, I want to put on my ihram from my house, not from the miqat, which is only a few kilometers away from the Masjid al-Nabawi. Imam said to him, don't do that. He said, why? Imam said, I feel that you fell into the fitna. He said, what fitna in that? Then the Imam recited this ayah for him. Imam Ahmad, who came after Imam Malik, recited this ayah and he said, the fitna is shirk. The man will begin doing, committing bid'ah innovations one after another until he reaches the fields of shirk. So we have to be careful and we have not to listen to those who minimize the issue of aqeedah, who simplifies the issue of aqeedah, who ignore the issue of aqeedah. Let us concentrate on the aqeedah. Let us spend all of our time seeking the knowledge of aqeedah. Let us be so strong in the aqeedah, which will unify us and make us love the sunnah. For that, the person who learns the aqeedah very well and understands it and absorbs it very well, believe me, he would never ever accept the bid'ah, the innovation. And he would never ever be misguided, because Allah Ta'ala promised us that if we get on the proper aqeedah, he will protect us, as he said in Surah An-Nur, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. He, Allah Ta'ala, promised those amongst you who believe and do good deeds and righteousness, that he made them the powerful over everyone else on this earth. And he will make the religion that he chooses for them to be above every other religion. And he is going to replace their fear with security. The condition is يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِشَيْئًا. They worship me, associate nothing with me in worship, associate not anything with me in worship. Look at this condition. The Aqeedah is the key to all the good deeds and righteousness and sunnah and everything else. Manners and characters and honesty, trustworthy, every single good thing comes from the Aqeedah. Those who do not know the proper Aqeedah, they lie, they deceive, they cheat, they harm, they do many bad things. And maybe some of those who wish to be upon the proper Aqeedah and they think that they are upon the proper Aqeedah, you can see these deviations from them that make people turn away from them, do not listen to them, do not accept their da'wah. They run away from them. Why? Because they have harshness. They have something that makes the people turn away from them. They don't like them for it. Bad manners, bad characters. This all comes from a person who maybe loves Aqeedah, likes Aqeedah, but he did not study the Aqeedah well with the scholars of Aqeedah. He did not spend time with the scholars, knees by knees, enhance his books, and on the other hand his pen, and he write down the benefits of the shuyukh, and he discussed these benefits with the shuyukh, and he discussed the doubts which he has about the subject with the shuyukh, and he memorizes. This person who does these things, I guarantee that you never ever see him speak the evil or curse or harsh or does things turn people away, because the best who had the Aqeedah was Ibrahim alayhi salam, and look to what he said to his people. Look to what he said to his people as we just recited. As in the ayah of Surah Az-Zukhruf, إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. And also our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look to what Allah Ta'ala described him with, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّلْ غَلِيدَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. So we, the people of Aqeedah, first, before we teach it to the people, we need to learn it from the scholars, not from the books. As everyone can read the book, the knowledge doesn't come from the book. The knowledge doesn't come from the book. As I always say, the knowledge is like human, has soul and body. And the knowledge, body, is what you see in the book, what you read, that everyone else can read. But the soul comes only by sitting to the ulama, as a student, as an observer, as one who listens, writes, discusses. Not as somebody come to the shiur with no books, or come to the shiur with things that make the shiur think that he is a sheikh, like that one with Abu Hanifa. So, dear brothers and sisters, do not ever, ever do not feel that you are enough with the aqidah. If you do so, then believe me, you have finished. You have ended up your life, except if Allah Ta'ala wish you, except if Allah Ta'ala will to protect you and bring you back. May Allah preserve us all from falling into the fields of bid'ah, or fields of shirk, or even fields of sins. May Allah gather us all, brothers to brothers and sisters to sisters, loving each other for the sake of Allah and this world, and make us from those who seek the knowledge to raise the ignorance from themselves and from the others. May Allah gather us back again in the day of resurrection around our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gaining his intercession, drinking from his lake, and accompany him in the Jannah. Allah Ta'ala A'lam. Sallallahu Sallam wa Barak ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sahbih. If there is any question, you are more than welcome to raise it now. As long as you don't have any questions, then we end up the session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.